My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, I just have a little bit of a dilemma here. I keep hearing people say like how I should give more and how I should be consistent in my giving and blah, 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 blah. And I get it, God. Like we all know the saying, it's better to give than to receive, right? But I mean, how important really is it to give? I mean, God, you already know what's going on in my life. You know my circumstances. I have bills to pay. My son is growing so much. He needs new shoes. I have other things that are way more important to spend my money on than to just give to somebody who may or may not need the funds. Like, I mean, does it really matter that much, God? Like, is it really that important to give? Or is this just a saying that people just say? I really need some help here. Please impart some wisdom into me. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, giving is the key to receiving.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think of all of the things that we are grateful for today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? We truly have so much to be thankful for. The big things, the little things that we take for granted, or the things that we hardly ever think about. Let us just take a few moments out of our busy day today to say thank you. And reflect on the people and the things and the blessings that have all made huge impacts on your life. Let us sit silently and take some time to reflect now. Very good, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and open our eyes, and we'll start the show after this short break. An amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. And of course, I would love to know how you are doing, my love. So come and chat with me. You can find me on Instagram at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. You can also find me on YouTube, again, at Gratitude1ST. Or you can email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. I would love to connect with you. I absolutely love to know what you guys are up to. And let me know, how is your holiday season going? How is, you know, the winter weather treating you? I hope it's not too cold. We had a couple of days besides today, you guys. We had a couple of days of like some really amazing, like, oh my goodness, the weather was like so good, especially like on Friday. So I hope you guys are getting a little like tidbit of good weather as well. And I hope that maybe some days feel a little bit like spring, although it is December. So yes, my loves, I hope you're doing good. Come and let, you know, just come and say hello and chat with me and let me know what you are up to. Okay, so we are going to jump into this episode today and we're going to chat about one of my favorite things, you guys, and that is the art of giving. Now, I know that giving might be sort of a sensitive subject, you know, especially, you know, during these times when there's so much, you know, going on in the world, but I think it's a very important subject. And of course, I'm not, you know, insensitive to all of the things that are going on. It's affected every single last one of us. But, you know, there's so many ways to give. Even if you don't have the financial, you know, means right now, there's so many different ways to give. And I just want to talk about my personal experience about how giving has actually really, really helped me, not only, you know, in my business, but in my life as well. And just, you know, in the way that I actually look at money, in the way that I view, you know, money and finances, you know, as well. So I hope this episode, you know, just is a little reminder that, you know, especially during this season, you know, it's always, always, always really good to give. And, you know, when you give, you actually will automatically receive, you know, the universe will give you, you know, more to give and, you know, allow you to be an even bigger blessing to people when you actually give, right? So we're going to just jump into the episode and talk a little bit about giving and why I love this subject so much and how it has really actually transformed my life. Now, I'm not going to pass around the collection plate, so don't worry, I don't have anything. I'm not going to be asking for collection plate donations or anything like that, but I do just want to let you know, you guys, how wonderful, you know, it is to give and what it can really, really do for your life, right? So, you know, first of all, the very first thing I want to say about giving is, You know, it's always important to give from your heart, right? When you feel like you're being forced to give, when you feel like, you know, like people are kind of looking at you to give, or when you feel like, oh, it's just something, you know, that I have to do, that's sort of putting the wrong energy out there. And one rule of thumb that I have personally is that if it doesn't come from my heart, like if I'm not excited to give to this particular person or this particular charity or this particular organization or whatever it is that I'm giving to, like if I'm not like, oh my God, yes, you know, I really want to give. If I feel like it's a burden, you know, if I feel like, you know, oh, why are you asking me for this much? Then I just don't give, because I know that that's the wrong energy, right? And maybe, you know, it's not that organization that I meant to give to. Maybe I meant to give to another organization, or maybe, you know, I'm feeling a little bit like hesitant or a little bit burdened because, you know, somebody else is actually, you know, is the person that I'm supposed to give to at that time, right? So one rule of, that's just my personal rule of thumb. If I ever feel like, you know, any type of burden or whatever, like I will evaluate, like, why am I feeling this way? Am I supposed to be giving to another organization? Like, what, you know, what is it that's causing me to feel so hesitant about giving, right? And sometimes, you know, you guys, it's especially if you have certain people in your life who always, you know, who are the types of people that always, you know, has a handout. It's very natural, you know, after a couple of times of helping that person to feel a little bit like, you know, am I like your personal bank? It is a little bit, you can start to feel that way. So I would say that if you're ever, you know, burdened or like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not really feeling giving to this person or this, you know, whatever, this company right now, to really take a step back and evaluate why, and then to ask yourself, am I meant to give to somebody else in this season, right? Not that you'll never give to that company or that person, but maybe in this particular season, you know, you're meant to help and be of service to somebody else, right? So that's the very first rule that I have with giving. Now, another rule, you guys, that has really, really helped me to transform my relationship with money and my relationship in my business and my relationship with God and my spiritual dream team is the fact that every single time I receive any type of money in my business, I automatically give 10% of every single penny, every dime, every dollar. I don't care if somebody purchased a product that's like $20. I don't care if a client paid me $1,000. Every single penny. Anything, any purchase, anything that I receive in my business, any amount of money, I automatically give 10%. And I don't wait, you guys. I do not wait to give the 10%. So, you know, sometimes, like when, you know, let's say you're giving, you know, a tithe in church, right? And sometimes you might pay your bills first, you might do a little bit of shopping first. You might buy your kids some toys first. And then when you go to church on Sunday, it's like, oh, okay, let me give my tithes now. I don't operate in that way. Like my 10% is first, right? So before I pay any bill, before I buy my son any type of toy or new clothes or what have you, before I go shopping for that dress that I have been eyeing for the past week, you know, before I hang out with, you know, my friends and I have a good time at dinner, before I do anything in you know, with that money that I have received in my business, before I save it, before I invest it, before I buy stocks, before I do anything in that, in with that money, I give 10% first. If I have not given that 10% from whatever I have made in my business, I do not spend anything. I will not go out to dinner with you until I have given that 10%. I will not pay a bill until I have given that 10%. I will not buy that dress. I will not buy, you know, my son, whatever, his clothes. I will not do anything until I have given that 10%. I won't touch that money. I will not spend it. And you guys, this has transformed my life. First of all, you know, a lot of times you can say, like, even though 10% isn't that much, you guys, you know, sometimes when we have, you know, bills to pay, or when we have certain things that we need to do with our money, you know, looking at, you know, let's say a client gives you $2,000, you know, looking at that $2,000 and saying, man, you know, I sure could pay my light bill with this $200. Sometimes it's hard, right? Sometimes it's kind of difficult to be like, oh, you know, you start to think of all of the other things that you could do with that money, you guys. But I'm telling you, you guys, since I have implemented this rule in my business, I have not worried about the light bill. I have not worried about, you know, whatever it is that I have to pay and I have to take care of. I have not worried about it because, you know, I continue to get, you know, more and more and more and more because I have been very strict with this 10% rule. God loves a cheerful giver, you guys. The universe loves a cheerful giver. And when you show God, like, I am going to give to your people first, I'm going to, whatever, you know, spiritual practices you have, if you want to give to a church, if you want to give to, you know, your favorite law of attraction teacher, if you want to give to, you know, your spiritual mother or your spiritual father, whoever and whatever you give to. And it doesn't even have to be anything, you know, spiritual. Sometimes I'll give to charities. Sometimes I will give to the church. Sometimes I will give to my favorite law of attraction or manifestation coach, right? It just depends on what I'm feeling in that day. Sometimes I just randomly give, you know, to the people that I love in my life. Like, here's a Cash App for X amount of money, right? And I just randomly, you know, bless people in my life. You know, thank you so much for being so good to me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being here for me, right? I just randomly give, you know, whatever that 10% is, it to somebody in my life. So there's no hard and fast rule, at least for me. Now, you can make, you know, up your own mind or consult with God, the creator, you know, about what or who you should give to, right? Because maybe God has different instructions for you. But as for me, you know, my instructions were give 10%, right? So I give 10% to whatever I'm feeling, you know, the charity or church or, you know, the spiritual teachers that have really helped me to transform my life. Whoever I'm feeling called to give that 10% to, I give 10%, but I don't do anything at all with that money. That money will sit in my account until I have given 10%, like, period. No exceptions, no questions. I don't, you know, I don't care what's happening in my life. I don't care, you know, if I'm going out to dinner, you know, in the next 10 minutes, right? If I have not given that 10%, I do not touch that money. So, and you guys, this has really helped me to understand that money is just energy, right? When you allow the energy to flow, when you give out money, when you're a cheerful giver, you know, the universe, God will bless you. God will give you more to give. God will bless you with more abundance and more money and more sales and more clients in the bonus at your job or the raise at your job, because you know, God sees that you are a cheerful giver. God sees that you're not in that lack or scarcity mindset where you're like, oh, I have to hold on to every single penny because I don't know the next time I'm going to have another client. I don't know the next time I'm going to make another sale, right? I don't know what's going to happen at my job. So let me hold on to every single penny. And that is a scarcity mindset, you guys. That energy is attracting more scarcity when you're in that lack mentality. And I've been there. Trust me, I have been there. I have been there where I have had to ask, you know, my family to borrow money. I have been there where my account has been overdrawn. I have been there where I didn't know my bills were late. I have definitely been there, you guys. But what I have come to understand is me being, when I was in that scarcity mindset and I was scared to, like, you know, let any little extra penny go out of my account, I was not attracting money at that time. I was attracting more scarcity and more things for me to lack, right? I was attracting lack. You know, but when I started to implement this rule, you guys, of giving 10% first out of every single dime that I make in my business, you guys, it transformed my life because I just continued to get more and more and more and more business. Now I have bigger goals, you know, financially that I want to meet in my business. And I'm, you know, I'm just so excited, you know, because I see the light at the end of the tunnel now, right? So I definitely have bigger dreams and bigger goals when it comes to my business. But I know that this works because when I have implemented that rule, I see that I attract more sales and more clients and more abundance in my business because I'm no longer in that scarcity mindset. And I understand that God is my provider, right? God provides the clients for me. God provides the sales of my courses and my products and my books for me, right? God provides, you know, whatever it is that I need, right? Even when I was, you know, in that lack state where I was struggling, you know, with my bills, God always provided. I, like, sometimes, you know, guys, I would look back and I would say, I don't even know how, you know, my bills got paid this month. Like, money would just come, right? And so God was teaching me, I am your provider, right? Your job, these clients, your, you know, your customers, you know, they all come through me. And if you would trust me and if you would have faith and if you would understand that I am your provider, man is not your provider. Everything, all of the abundance that you are receiving is coming through me. So trust me, have faith, give because you know that it will be given back unto you. When I started to understand that and implement that mentality, you guys, the abundance just started to flow in, right? And now I understand that, you know, me being in a lack mind state, me, you know, struggling and wondering where my next whatever will come from, my next client, my next sale, right? Wonder, you know, just being in that struggle, mindset, it does not attract more money, my loves. It doesn't. You know, you think that holding on to every penny is going to get you to where you need to be, but it does not attract more money. What attracts money is having faith in knowing that if I give this money cheerfully, if I give this money, even when I don't know, you know, how I'm going to get it back or whatever, you know, if I give this money and have faith, it will come back to me. Okay, you guys, so I am going to tell you a story. So I attended this church service and I thought the pastor was just phenomenal. I mean, the whole service just blessed me so much. It blessed me beyond belief. And of course, the time came, right, where they collected the offering, you know, and since this was a guest pastor, they were collecting like a special offering just for him, right? Now, his sermon blessed me so much, you guys, that I decided that I was going to just absolutely empty out my bank account. Now, don't get all excited because there wasn't like a ton of money in the bank account. So don't get like super excited. But I just was like, I'm just going to give everything that I have because I am so blessed and I am so touched. And this whole sermon has completely just transformed my life. So I was like, I'm just going to give whatever I have in my bank account. Now, at the time, I was super excited. I was a very cheerful giver because it came from the heart, right? It's something I wanted to do. But the next day, I realized, like, OMG, I had a birthday party to go to. I hadn't purchased the present yet for for the person's party that I was going to. I hadn't purchased the present yet. And now I had no money in my bank account. Yip-de-doo, Erica. Good job. So naturally, you guys, I was kind of nervous, but let me tell you how God works, right? So I just said a prayer to God and I was like, God, I do not want to show up empty-handed to this party. You know, I'm not going to make an excuse like, you know, cough, cough, I'm sick, I can't come, right? I said, I don't want to do that. I want to go to this birthday party. I definitely, you know, am not going to show up empty-handed because that's just, you know, for me, that's just not okay, right? So I was like, God, I need help here. Like, let me find some money somewhere in my house. Like, please let me find some money. I totally forgot about the birthday party. And even if I had remembered, you guys, I probably still would have emptied out my bank account because that's just how much this sermon touched me, right? I'm not telling you to empty out your bank accounts, you guys, but this is just what I did, right? So I just said a prayer and I was like, God, I need you. Like, I need money to give this person a present, right? So I let it go, right? I said the prayer that morning and then I let it go, right? And I just left it up to God and I left it up to my spiritual team to find me some type of money for this gift. So, and the gift was that evening, you guys, just to be clear. Okay, so I just let it go. And then suddenly a light bulb moment went off in my head. And I was like, oh my God, I actually have a gift card from Macy's from my birthday last year that I never ever spent, right? So I had this gift card. I have this little box in my house where I leave all of my gift cards. I don't know why, you guys. Are you guys like this? But I don't spend my gift cards right away. Like when people give me gift cards, I love gift cards. It's like my favorite form of gift besides money. I absolutely love receiving gift cards. But when I receive the gift cards, I don't spend them right away. I just have this little box in my room where I keep all of my gift cards. And so I hadn't thought about that gift card in a year, you guys, like since my last birthday in almost a year. And suddenly I remembered like, oh wait, I have this Macy's gift card. I love Macy's and I know that you can find a lot of good things at Macy's. So that was like, yay, you know, now I have, you know, some form of like money, I guess, to buy this person a gift, right? And then like an hour later, you guys, another light bulb moment went off in my head. And I was like, Erica, you have a whole check that you haven't even spent. So I did work for this company and they sent me a check in the mail. And I do the same thing with my checks, you guys. I don't know why. I should just deposit my checks right away. I don't deposit my checks right away. Whenever I get a check in the mail from, you know, companies or individuals that I do work for, I just leave the checks and then I remember them like a few weeks later or a month later or what have you. Some of the checks have like expired on me, but that's like another story. But my son is like laying right here, you guys, just in case you hear some noises. But so I remembered that check, you guys, and I was like, OMG, I also have a check that I haven't even cashed. So that's what I mean, you guys, by being a cheerful giver. That's how God works, you know? You give and God will take care of you. God will have your back, especially if you're a cheerful giver. If you're giving from your heart and you know it's something that you want to do, you won't lack for anything. At least that's been my experience, right? I do not lack for anything. Like, money comes when I need it to come, you know, because I've implemented this rule of being a cheerful giver and giving 10% no matter what, right? So I want to encourage you guys to give, right? And if you are, you know, in a place right now where we've all been there, where finances, you know, aren't the best right now, first of all, I pray over your finances right now. And I ask for God to bless you abundantly, more than you can ever imagine, bless you and your family with, you know, success, with finances, with wealth, with whatever income or money you need, you know, to thrive, for you and your family to thrive. So that's the very first thing. You know, I just pray for your financial blessings right now. The second thing I want to say, you guys, is we have so many different ways that we can give, right? So whether it's emptying out your closet from the clothes that you haven't worn in over a year, right? And giving those to Goodwill, right? Whether that's, you know, making dinner for a mom in your neighborhood or one of your friends who's tired, who has two kids, who works a job, who's running a business, who's doing this and that. And you know she's tired at the end of the day, and you know that she's going to have to go home and cook for her kids. Make, you know, whatever you made for dinner tonight, make an extra batch, you know, for her and her family, and just give it to her, you know, or call her and say, hey, girl, I made dinner tonight. I made some dinner for you and your family as well, so you don't have to cook. Like, imagine if more moms did that, you guys, if more of us band together in that way and, like, you know, cooked dinner for each other. Isn't that a wonderful gift to give, right? So it doesn't always have to be money, you guys. Just helping somebody out, helping one of your coworkers out at work on their project that you know that is time consuming, or they're already overwhelmed, right? Helping them out, right? There's so many ways to give that doesn't involve money. But, you know, the main point is to open your heart and be open to giving and to be happy to give and to be a cheerful giver, because it will always come back to you. It will always come back to you. God has your back. And when you trust God and you know that, you know, anything that I put out, I am going to receive it back. I'm going to receive more than what I have put out back. When you have that mentality, and when you're in a mentality of abundance, God will always bless you with more abundance, my loves. So that's what I want to say about giving. And I did this episode because it was Giving Tuesday last Tuesday. And I just think that giving is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful way. We're all connected, right? And it's such a beautiful way to just, you know, share love between all of us, you know, fellow brothers and sisters on this earth. And giving is energy, you guys. It's an energy exchange. So when you give to somebody, that person or somebody else is going to give to you, or money, you're just going to find random money that you forgot about or what have you, right? You're going to get an increase in clients. You're going to get an increase in sales. You're going to get that bonus at your job or that raise, right? Because it's an energy exchange, you guys. And when you exchange your energy and you say, hey, I'm a cheerful giver and I trust that God has my back and God will always provide for me, that energy will always come back to you tenfold. So that's what I want to say today about giving, my loves. Give away and tell me, you know, what charities or what organizations or what people you are going to give to this week. Okay, I love you so much. Have a good day. Bye.
Across the sea, somewhere far away.
for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.